Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy frigid Monday.
Yes. I've got my polar bear sweater on.
Freaking
because I feel like one.
Yeah. Brr. And it's not just us.
No, it's like the whole country.
It is the whole freaking country.
I was going to say the whole world, and I realized that was an extreme exaggeration.
No. Steve's in the Caribbean, and it's nice and
yep, warm. I'm sure.
They're calling it, what are they calling it? A polar vortex is what Al Roker keeps calling it.
Is he saying when it's going to end? Because I don't care what the name of it is. I just want it to go away.
Well, here in Denver, in the Denver area, I know we're supposed to start warming up. Like when right. I got off work, it was 33 degrees.
Right.
But when I went to work, it was -3 degrees.
But on Friday, it was 60 degrees.
Right. But my brother, who's in North Dakota, it was like -20.
Oh.
Yesterday, it felt like -60.
That sucks.
Dad in Missouri, who, they have cold winters, but not really cold. It's in like the negatives, and he's freaking out. I'm like, Dad, you'll be fine.
Back Stay east, inside. They were shut down for like a couple days back east.
Yeah, there's it was schools that have closed, that haven't closed in 20 plus years.
Yeah, well, not only that, but
Wisconsin?
Like northeast by my parents, I know it snowed and then they got rain and it was like freezing rain. So that just kind of made it even worse. So they've kind of had like the whole.
Did they stay inside today?
No, they went to work.
Hardcore.
And, yeah, and it, my mom was saying that it was funny because the kids started school for Christmas break on Thursday, the 2nd.
Uh-huh.
But then they got out 3 hours early for the snow. And then the schools were closed Friday. And my mom said with the freezing rain that we had this weekend, they probably weren't going to have school today.
What do they do? Do they just stay home by themselves?
Yeah, they're old enough to. Oh,
that's nice.
Probably get into mischief. They're at that age.
Right. Right. Hide all the toys. Toys. Anyway, sorry. I shouldn't talk about your parents like that. Wow. So, big news in the Janet and Ashley world.
Big news. Like, breaking news, literally.
Big breaking news. Like, I'm walking around the office today, and people are like, did you know? I'm like, yeah, guess you were out of the loop. Tony. Tony that we work with.
Oops, I kind of forgot.
Yeah. So, Ashley and Janet, that's me and you.
Uh-huh.
Third person. We no longer work together.
We don't.
No, no longer 2 feet away from each other.
I know.
It's kind of weird. We started it's texting really more.
We this did. Weekend. This weekend we were texting each other nonstop. It's funny.
Yeah. One of our former coworkers, Kim, was like, have you heard from Ashley? I'm like, yeah, we were totally texting all weekend because I knew I wouldn't see her. So I'm like, I should tell you now before I forget.
I know, right?
So,
and we have girls' nights planned already.
I know.
Like, we're probably going to see each other more.
I know. That's what I told Steve. I was like, it's probably good for our friendship. We're going to try a little harder since we're not shoved in a cubicle.
Right.
So, you have a new job. You get to work from home.
I do. So, I did not have to deal with the -3 degrees this morning, which
nope.
was amazing.
And you told me this, but you got to share it now. Did you work in your PJs all day?
I didn't work in my PJs, but I did work in sweatpants because my apartment is so cold.
It's cold everywhere.
Yeah.
This basement is about to kill me.
And I had, like, my fuzzy slippers on.
Yay. I wish I could wear my fuzzy slippers to work.
Yeah, when I put them on, I was like, this never would have worked.
No one would have ever known, though.
I know. That's very true.
So it made me think, like, a lot of people would really like to work from home. You know, get up 5 minutes before you have to be on a call and not really have to brush your teeth, not have to do your hair. That's the grossest line of that. But I don't think I could do it.
I will admit that it's a lot. I don't want to say harder than I thought. I'm going to use the word weirder. Like
day one.
Day
Remember,
one.
This
it
is
was
day one. We've
weird.
Got this recorded.
Yeah.
So like 30 days from now, you'll be like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah. And I probably will because I have to get into the groove of it. But it was just, it's never been so quiet. Like I was sitting there and I'm working, but then I'm sitting at my dining room table, which I've now converted to my desk. And I'm like, I don't feel like I'm working. Like I'm actually working. But I almost feel like I'm not because it's not formal. Like I'm not,
right.
like I can slouch. I can sit like with my legs crossed. I can, you know what I mean? Like I can have music going for once. Like it's just weird. Like I don't feel like I'm
Is
really.
Is your dog freaking out?
She loved it. Like she, I think, was so confused today. She didn't leave my side once. And then every time I got up, she thought I was, like, leaving her for the day. So she was really thrown off. I think she loved that she got to go outside more. But it was just, it was really weird. And, like, I realized how much I miss the kind of, the background noise. Like, there was none to be had.
Right.
None.
I think there's been, like, 2 days where I've worked from home, like, snow-related or right. something. I remember sitting in my bed working from home. I didn't like it. I think I fell asleep during a conference call once.
Well, see, and that was my big thing. That's why I made myself work from the dining room table. Because I was like, if I sit on the couch, I will turn the TV on out of boredom. Or if I work from my bed, I will fall asleep. So, like, I have to actually sit up straight.
Right.
And that's been huge. But, it's just weird. Like, you start to get lonely.
Yeah. You need to get on IM or... I guess we could just text.
Yeah.
I'm a dork.
I have a MacBook, so it was nice because every time someone with an iPhone messaged me, I could just type on my computer.
Oh, that is nice.
It was really nice, yeah.
That's why you kept answering so fast.
Yeah.
I'm like an hour later. Oh, I'm sorry. So bad. Yeah, I don't think I could do it. I have to get that momentum. Like, it takes a lot for me to get out of bed, let the dogs out, you know, take my vitamins, get ready. And it's like that momentum builds until I finally hit the office and I'm like, ta-da! Here we go, another day.
See, and my hardest thing was the afternoon. What, you know how I usually, like, I got up and I was, like, all for it this morning and I, like, powered through. And then I had lunch and then I was just like... I could really use a nap right now. Stay strong. Stay strong.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations on the new job.
Thank you.
I am excited for you. So we both received some toys over Christmas, and not the other kind of toys we were talking about. Kitchen toys.
We did receive kitchen toys.
I was actually showing you mine last week when you were
here. Yeah, after the show.
Yeah. Mine is called the Nutribullet, and yours is called?
A juicer.
A juice. I thought it had like a fancy name. Didn't you have like a brand? Okay.
It's a Bella.
A Bella. Bella juicer. Okay. Yep.
So I have the, I think you're thinking of the Ninja Bullet.
That's right. Which or you Ninja, had before.
Just the Ninja. Yes. The and Ninja like can make smoothies, but the juicer, I legitimately get juice.
It purees anything, right?
Like I can pop a whole apple in that thing, core and everything, and I get apple juice.
I just read somewhere not to do that because the core of an apple produces some sort
arsenic?
Of... Yeah, chemical that could be bad for you.
But
it's in
this
my juicer pamphlet. Box.
This thing says you can throw it in because the core gets separated before it even starts juicing it.
Very nice.
There's like a screen. Like I can take a pineapple with the outside of the pineapple, holy throw it in there and get pineapple juice.
But, sorry, put your phone on silent, y'all.
It's like a movie theater.
Right. Yeah, I don't think mine's that cool. But I have been playing with it.
It's fun.
It doesn't juice. It turns everything into like applesauce.
Right. So you can make smoothies a lot easier.
And I really like it. I played with it all weekend.
That's exciting.
Do you remember my breakfast that included apples, cinnamon, and... Fiber One?
Yes.
Okay. So I was like, I'm going to try and make this into mush because I'm going to be very busy at work today. I'm not going to have time to cut up an apple and chew.
And spoon it and into chew. My mouth.
Right.
I could just drink this.
So I made it and I made it on Sunday and I got it to work and it didn't taste the same.
So I read that anytime you do anything with, or maybe you were telling me this, that if you do anything with the apples, you should add lime.
Oh, no, I didn't tell you that.
No, then I did read it in the book. It said if you juice an apple or anything that tends to brown, like a pear, you should add a half of a lime. You won't taste the lime juice, but it prevents the browning. A lime or a lemon, either one. But
and you
not
think that
a big
affects
amount.
The taste? The
they browning? Said if you don't...
No, the browning.
It could, I would imagine.
I didn't end up
I know that if
it.
Apples sit for a little while, they... get functified.
But one thing I did like, I did the banana and powdered peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. So great.
That's the one thing about the juicer. You can't put things in it that don't create juice.
So powdered peanut butter you'd have to add afterwards.
Well, like you can't put a banana in there.
Banana doesn't create juice?
No, it creates mush.
And you like you see her face when she's telling me this. She's like, "You're an
I
idiot."
I didn't know either until I read it. And you can't put an avocado in there because it creates mush too. So there's like.
So then you go back to your Ninja.
And then it becomes like a smoothie. It's not like juice. Yeah, if I want to throw those things in there.
And so last night for dinner, like I like vegetables better than fruit.
Uh huh.
But sometimes I don't like. This sounds really lazy, but I just don't want to chew vegetables. Because some, like celery, it's like, you know? And carrots the same way. So what I did is I threw carrots and celery and fat-free cream cheese all into my Nutribullet and made, like, baby food. And oh, ate it with my goodness. Dinner. I'm getting so lazy I can't chew anymore.
That's hysterical. Yeah. That is really funny. But they are good for that. I know a few moms that have used things like the Bullet or the Ninja Pro to make their own homemade baby food.
I don't plan on having babies, but I can make baby food. Yay.
Maybe I'll hire you when I have kids.
There you go. I'm practicing a lot right now. So big box office goes along with the weather.
Yes. Frozen. I actually was supposed to go see this yesterday and I didn't get off my couch. I don't
understand. You're 26.
What's wrong with that?
Okay. So you were going to go see Frozen?
I was going to go see Frozen.
Are you excited to see Frozen?
I actually am.
Why?
Because I love Disney.
Okay. It's the first Disney movie that includes a princess that saves herself or doesn't need a male to save her.
She saves her and her, well, she saves her frozen land.
There you go. See, I know nothing about the story. Obviously, you do.
I'll tell you that some great songs have come out of it. Demi Lovato sang one of them.
Oh, good job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think it's real. I'm excited that they are finally getting away from the whole
damsel in distress. Save yes. me, prince.
Yes. Like, so-and-so. Even their last one, Brave.
Mm-hmm.
The, you know, she was a very independent girl, kind of. It almost was like a, not really an arranged marriage, but her parents wanted her to marry somebody from a kingdom, like that kind of thing. And she was like, no, I'm going to go to war. Kind of like a Mulan type thing.
Gotcha.
But not as gushy as Mulan. And yeah, I like that they're doing that. I think it gives girls a better sense of life's not a fairy tale.
Right. Which I think we all need because I think I grew up thinking it was.
I think that I'm still in this, like, disillusion. That's because you were blessed
with your prince, yada yada.
No, and now I'm like, where are you, Prince Charming? You're not acting very charming.
So it's been out for 7 weeks, and it's still at number one. $19.6 million. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's above The Wolf of Wall Street and American Hustle right now, and Anchorman 2.
The Wolf on Wall Street is very... Either you love it or you hate it, from what I've heard. There's over 500 F-bombs, which is the most ever.
Wow.
It includes a bunch of violence, a bunch of sex, a bunch of drug use. It's very dark.
I'm excited to see it, though. I really am. I don't. And I'm excited to see American Hustle.
Mm-mm. What I am excited to see tonight is The Bachelor.
Yeah, you got hooked on that.
Oh, my gosh. I've never watched this show. And last night was like the introduction to the show. It wasn't actually the first episode.
Oh.
So what they did is they introduced you to Juan Pablo, who is...
Who doesn't look like his name should be Juan Pablo.
Right. I was expecting like, yeah.
Darker skin, yes. Darker complexion.
This is like a Ken doll.
Yeah, like he's blonde, blue-eyed.
Yeah.
I'm like, beautiful, okay, where did you get your name from? Like, were you adopted? Beautiful.
I didn't find out.
He just does not.
I didn't
not.
Get past his appearance. No. He has a daughter, a cute little daughter that he had with an ex-girlfriend.
And I was really shocked that, I mean, if I was a mom, no judgments, I would not.
Let my daughter be on national television.
No. Especially not dad, for her dad trying to find a woman on national television.
And I guess he was on last year's Bachelorette. So everyone knows of him. Like they talk.
That's
to,
usually
talk
how
to
it works.
Girls.
Like
yeah.
Like next season for The Bachelorette, it'll probably be like the runner up on this show.
Right.
Is usually I feel like how they do things right. Like that.
So the show starts tonight, and my DVR is set. And Steve's gonna come home from the Caribbean and be like, "What the hell happened to you?" Because how many seasons has it been on? I want to say like 15, 16, 17.
It's been a while,
and I have never watched it. I watched one episode once when there was a guy from my hometown.
Watched it a while ago. I think the only couple that are still together.
Tristan and Ryan.
Yes, that's the season I watched. See?
I didn't watch the season.
Yes, but I did watch that season.
And they're right up Vail. They're not too far from us. That's where they live.
That's right, yep.
Yeah.
And she was like the runner-up for I don't know how many seasons before her.
Right.
But there's been a lot.
I know. Yeah, so I'm sad to say. I hope I'm hoping that I'll stick with it, but I don't know how many times a week this show is on. I don't know how committed you have to be to watch it. I may save it for every time Steve's out of town, and then I'll come back with like a whole 6 month recap. I don't know.
I think the nice thing about the show is that you don't have to watch every season. Like, if this season you really like Juan Pablo, but then next season you're like,
well, no, I meant like every show. You know how Big Brother's like 3 times a week?
Yeah.
I can commit to that because there's nothing else on in the summer.
Right.
But like, is this show on multiple times a week?
I don't know. Yeah. I just like that you can pick up seasons and drop seasons.
Right. That's how Big Brother is.
I know. And so she's still trying to get me on Big Brother.
So we're going to turn it to a little bit serious note. So women, you know, a lot of us hear about this growing up. It's eating disorders. You know, you hear a lot about it when you're in high school. I don't know if you did, but I did. Like, they did a lot of education about eating disorders in high school to girls. Did they to you?
Maybe like more like the junior stages, like 7th, 8th grade-ish.
Junior high?
Yeah.
When your body's changing and things are kind of feeling different. And
unfortunately, our high school was plagued my senior year with suicides, so.
Holy muffin.
They were like, well, that's our focus.
Right. So, Akesha recently checked herself into rehab for an eating disorder. So I thought it would be a good idea that we share some like signs of eating disorders, just in case there's someone out there that might know someone or think they know someone with an eating disorder. So you can look for these signs and maybe try and help talk to your friend. Okay?
All right.
All right. Number one is refusing to eat around others. So if you have a friend where you think maybe there's an issue and you notice that, that's a big sign.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Number two is spending an excessive amount of money on food.
Which this kind of took me by surprise.
Yeah, it did too. I don't know that that necessarily makes sense, but this possible sign could simply be nothing more than spending a little more to eat healthy. But when a person goes into debt, neglects bills, or has nothing left over from their paycheck due to spending money on food, supplements, or the like, this is a surefire sign of an eating disorder.
Hmm.
Kind of makes sense.
Number three, refusing to eat several types of food groups. Many people cut out sugar, fat, or high glycemic carbs. Some even count calories. Go vegan or try another type of diet. These aren't necessarily critical signs, but if someone decides to cut fat and carb intake to a matter of eating nothing more than fruits and vegetables and becomes fearful of other foods, this is a major warning. I was going to say, wait a second. I think both of you, you and I have tried to cut sugars.
Yeah.
I have failed miserably every single time.
You can do sugar.
For 21 days you did.
30.
30 days. I
can do no sugar. Carbs kill me. I love pasta.
Mm-hmm. You're Italian.
And I love cheese.
I love cheese too.
I should have been a mouse.
Meow. Speaking of, hi cat. All right, the next one.
The next one is claiming to have multiple food allergies that aren't medically proven. Many people suffer from food allergies, and this is not to be taken lightly when someone states they have a food allergy. However, when someone exhibits several signs of an eating disorder along with stating they have multiple food allergies, it may be an attempt to make excuses for themselves not to have to eat certain foods or food groups.
There you go.
Mine has been proven. I will just put that out there. Multiple times.
The next one, an extreme personality. Many people who are extremists, who diet or watch their weight, are prone to disorder eating. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, and then especially where it says here too, high achievers and perfectionists are huge people that definitely struggle with that sometimes.
Right.
Number six is suddenly avoiding people or social situations.
Yep.
That makes sense, because if you don't want to eat in front of people.
Number seven, loses interest in activities they once enjoyed. Just like depression, an eating disorder will cause a person to stop caring about activities that they once loved.
That makes sense, too. They become extremely defensive about food. Anytime someone eats healthy or goes on a diet, many people will criticize them. It's important to note that just because someone eats healthy or diets, they should not be criticized or accused of having an eating disorder.
Right.
It's the time that a person gets defensive about food all the time or avoids talking about food that it should be a warning sign.
And number 9, loses an extreme amount of weight that is unnecessary. Obviously, weight loss is a sign of an eating disorder, but many people who lose a lot of weight do not necessarily have an eating disorder if they actually need to lose weight because they're unhealthy. But when someone loses weight that doesn't need to, it is definitely a warning sign.
And I actually was, I think a big misconception is people are always like, oh, to have an eating disorder, you must be like a twig. And that's not the case at all.
Right. I think Kristen, our old producer, she was a twig. And she has posted on Facebook saying, you know, I wish people would stop assuming I have an eating disorder just because I am skinny. She ate all the time. She didn't have an issue, I don't think.
Right.
She just had a high metabolism.
And I think the opposite happens too. It's like people can be, you know, of a normal weight and still have an eating disorder or not have a healthy relationship with food.
Right.
So number 10, the last one on our list is 10, is body symptoms begin to occur. So when a person shows signs of an eating disorder, one that almost always occurs in changes in their bodily functions, such as always being cold, feeling fatigued and weak, and being moody. These signs could indicate their thyroid function may be altered, but it could also be a sign of an eating disorder, along with hair loss, pale skin, and sudden changes in appearance.
Right. So if you think that you, one of your friends, or maybe you have an eating disorder, one of the places, I was searching the internet while I was waiting for you to show up, and one of the best websites I've found is called eatingdisorderfoundation.org. They have a lot of helpful tips and resources that you can go to help with those issues. Because you want to live a happy and healthy life and not be,
indeed,
you know, scared of food or hate food. Mm-hmm. Gotta love your food.
Like I me. Love food. That's my problem.
Right. So one of our favorite television. We're gonna switch gears again.
And this does tie in with eating disorders, right? Though.
One of our favorite television shows is back on tomorrow night after being off forever,
like 4 months, with that stupid little teaser in the middle of October,
which had minimal to do with the storyline. I hated it.
Right.
It's Pretty Little Liars. It's back tomorrow on ABC Family.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stars has said that she doesn't know why she's on the show, which when I first saw that, I was like, what? You're ungrateful. But you you want to share this, don't you?
Yes. So she...
Hold on.
Hold, Rain. Please.
So the cat Rain likes to get in Ashley's face.
Tangled in the headset. So Rain, you're just going to stay right here with me, bud. Please don't rip off the headphones.
So her name on the show is Spencer.
Is Spencer. Her real name is Troy Ann. Oh my goodness, Rain! All right, and on that note, so.
Your hair rocks right now.
Awesome. I can't wait to see it.
So, that's the problem with having cats in your studio.
So she is on the cover of 17 magazine this year, and I love Spencer on Pretty Little Liars. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I could see where you could relate to her a little bit.
And so for those of you who don't watch the show, Spencer is kind of comes from a family where, like, everybody gets straight A's. They get into, like, you know, this one college. Everyone's just, like, perfect in their family. So she talks about it in the 17 magazine that sometimes she's felt like a fraud. She feels like she's trying too hard. But she also talked about in the magazine article, which I was so glad that she opened up about, she talked about how she can almost relate to Spencer in a way. Like, she felt that she had to live up to these expectations, and she actually did self-harm herself with an eating disorder. And she felt like if she told her parents, like, they would be disappointed in her.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm glad that she opened up about it. I think it was, you know, I think it's important for, especially because a lot of young kids watch the show, for them to hear that.
Right, right. So yeah. We'll have to catch that show tomorrow, and then we'll come back next Monday and talk about it.
Yes, because it's our favorite, and you're finally caught up.
Right. So were you a fan of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I was not. I think I was,
figured you probably weren't. Were you too young?
I don't want to say I was too young. I think that I just never got into it because it was just not. not necessarily young enough for me. Like, I do remember it. Like, I could sing the song, but
I just Will you do that for us now?
No. Dang it. I just wasn't into it. I was more into, like, Boy Meets World and Full House and...
I could say something really interesting right now, but I won't.
And, like, okay. The Urkel family, or not oh, the Urkel family. Family Matters. Family Matters. Okay. Like, the Urkel family, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, but you know who Uncle Phil is, right?
Yes.
You
and watched I've caught it a few enough. Episodes, yeah.
So, the actor that played Uncle Phil, James Avery, he passed away this last week. Super sad. He was, like, in his 60s.
What's it? I didn't read anywhere what he actually passed away of. Well, did it say anywhere?
I bet it did.
I'm sure it did. I looked at a couple articles.
It was posted everywhere.
Yeah, I just saw that he died at age 68, but I didn't say, I couldn't find anywhere.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess the sum of the story is that he passed away, and that's sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. I'm sure you can still catch him on reruns, though.
Yes, I'm sure. I mean, they play those reruns all the time, I feel like.
So sad. Let's perk it up a little bit for the end of the show. Music. We love our music award shows.
We do.
And the Grammys. That is like the biggest music award show of the year. It's coming up.
It is.
The end of this month, January 26th.
That sounds right. Yep.
Yeah. And so we want to talk about who's going to be performing.
Ooh, I love the performances. That's what I get excited about because my people never win.
Your people?
People I root for.
And
my people. Daft, my peeps.
Daft Punk. Who are these people?
Daft Punk? Punk? You don't know who
Educate
Daft Punk
me.
Is?
Educate me.
They do a lot of collaborations right now.
They're an electronic duo? So are they robots?
I mean, like, yeah, but...
Are they real people?
Yes.
But, okay, so they're not robots.
They sing that song. They collaborate on that song. I'm up all night to get some. They're on that song. That's probably their most well-known.
So they're going to be teaming up with Stevie Wonder at the Grammy Awards.
That will be exciting.
It will be exciting.
I like that idea.
Other performances that have been announced include Imagine Dragons.
I like them. Have you heard them?
I have no clue.
They sing Radioactive. It literally goes Radioactive. It's more of it's not as hardcore as like a Linkin Park.
I like Linkin Park.
But it's kind of got a similar sound to it. It's more of that like darker music. But not as loud as Linkin Park can be.
Let's see, who else is performing? Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Kendrick Lamar. I'm trying to think of the song that
while you think of that, I'll talk about the other performances.
Yes, go ahead.
Pink is gonna perform. I love her. You love her. We love her.
I kind of hope it's a new song, though.
What?
Like, I want to hear something new from her.
She doesn't have a new album coming out, does she?
No, but there's plenty of songs on her album that she hasn't put out.
And then there's going to be a collaboration between, and you're probably not going to know half these people, but Kris Kristofferson, Merle Haggard, Blake Shelton, and Willie Nelson.
I know 2 out of 4.
Holy muffin.
2 out of 4.
You don't know Merle Haggard?
No.
Oh, Steve is going to cry when he hears that.
Wait till Steve sees the shirt I got just for him.
I'm excited. Next Monday, you're going to wear it?
If it's here by then.
Speaking of shirts, okay, hold on. Don't forget to watch the Grammys, January 26th, and we'll talk about it afterwards. Speaking of, what was I speaking of?
Shirts,
okay.
Timber Threads.
Oh, my gosh.
Our sponsor.
Yeah, so Timber Threads, which is one of our sponsors, yes. They have all these awesome t-shirts. Do you follow them on Instagram?
I do.
They are always posting all these really cool pictures.
No, I follow them on Twitter. I lied. I need to follow them on Instagram.
Yes, because they're very visual with their posts. Like, they show all their shirts. So all their shirts are very artistic and incorporate something about Colorado.
Yes.
And we got word from them that they're sending us 2 new shirts.
I'm very excited.
So you can't move to Florida before we get them.
Or you'll just have to send them to me there. I heard that they're going to be a little bit different than our last ones.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
I am so excited. So we'll definitely be posting pictures.
Yes.
With our new shirts. And thank you so much, Timber Threads.
We're excited.
We are super duper excited.
We'll have to take a bunch of pictures.
Yes.
In them to put on our...
When we have our girls' night.
Will we have them by then?
I don't know. No, not this one. The next one.
Oh. I was thinking or a show night.
Right. Good plan.
So we'll figure it out.
We will figure it out.
I'm excited.
And they're not our sponsor, but I got to thank Ulta.com.
If they would like to sponsor we spend enough money there.
Yes, we both are platinum members. Is that what it's called?
I'm platinum through 2014 and 15 at this point.
I know. I just got my notification. I'm through 2015 as well. It means I spend too much money there.
Yeah, ridiculous.
But so I ordered, they have these shampoo sales for $12 for a liter,
they
right?
They do. Mm-hmm.
So I order like 3 shampoos and a conditioner all at the same time. And I get them and one of the shampoos had exploded. And I was like, ooh, this is
That's
messy.
The worst.
I'm like, you know, I got a deal,
and
but
it's
typically.
All over them.
Yeah. Typically, these are worth like $30, right?
They're expensive. Yeah, they're like $29 for the big liter bottles.
Right. And I had 4 of them. And I was like, okay, I'm going to just call and see if they can replace this one bottle. I'll send this one back. And
right.
So I call, and they're replacing it without me having to send the spilled one back. Do you know how convenient that is?
I thought about this because you told me that. And they probably don't want to deal with the mess. Like, it's not like they're going to scoop it out of the box and resell it.
True. But it took, like, all of, like, 5 minutes for this call to take place. Like, I told her what's up, and she's like, yeah, we'll send you another one in 5 to 7 days. And I was like, what? Are you sure? Do you want me to send this one back? And she's like, no. I was like, are you positive? And she's like, no. Because they have my credit card information on file. I wouldn't want them to be like, oh, let's charge her, you know?
That's true. That is really nice that they're not even charging like shipping or anything. But right. I think that they shouldn't, because that's
super customer service. Good. And look what I'm doing, telling the world how awesome they are.
Yeah, because when you have good customer service, you do that.
Right. And when I posted it on Facebook, someone was like, oh, I wish their stuff wasn't so expensive. I'm telling you, 95% of the time, I do not pay full price because they have sales all the time.
And the more you shop there, the more points you get and the more coupons.
Right.
So, like, last night I went to Target and I was going to, like, there's so much new makeup came out for the new year. Like, and I was going to buy some of it. And I'm like, why would I buy it here and pay full price when I could buy it for the same price at, because I really do not think Target is any cheaper than Ulta is for their makeup.
That's true.
And at Ulta, I'm getting points and then coupons and then dollars off. So, right. Hello, it's a given.
No brainer.
And we got those liters for, did you realize they were more than 50% off?
Yeah.
They were like 56% off.
That's
I was like, Toledo.
Ashley, tell me when the liter sale is because
I
don't
did.
Pay attention.
You were on vacation. And yes. I was like, I have to text Jana as soon as this happens. And I did.
And I got it. And so, if you want some makeup, go to Ulta.com. It is. So if you want to get a good deal on some good shampoo and conditioner, Ulta.com. Or go to their store. But I just find it easier to go to their website.
Yes, agreed.
All right. Well, it's time to wrap up. We were like an emotional roller coaster today.
We were up and down.
Yeah. Keeps you interested.
Hopefully it was a fun ride for you guys.
It was fun. Now the ride is coming to an end for another week. But share us with your friends. Share us with your family. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.